I sound like a dating profile.
And that's exhausting, she says.
Not a question. She's agreeing.
Is she talking about me? Is she saying that I'm exhausting?
The ceiling calls out to me, beckoning my attention to its frosty white surface where nothing changes. It's empty and peaceful. I find calm in it. For a moment. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
You seem nervous, she says, and when I stay lost in the white too long, she uses my name again. Mr. Chenock.
William Chenock, I say, doctor of computer science. That's who I am.
I know who you are, she says.
Just like to remind myself sometimes.
Can you forget who you are?
I almost did once. Scratch, scratch, scratch. I know 12 languages, and just one of them is spoken.
Why did I say that?
Am I trying to impress her, or am I reminding myself about that too?
English and 11 programming languages?
Close. English, 10 programming languages, and Latin. I laugh. It's forced and uncomfortable. They said it would help me learn other Latin-based languages, French, German, Spanish, you know. Code, not so much.
You're smarter than other people.
I wouldn't say that.
But people do.
I guess.
Is that why you find it so hard to connect with those around you?
Hard. I feel the need to look her in the eyes, but the shadows now sliding across the ceiling hold my attention. I just said,
I know what you said, but the truth is, you haven't spent time with anyone in a long time. How long has it been, William?
Fuck you!
I don't know. How long since you've been with someone?
The words on their own are suggestive enough, but the honey she's dipped them in before opening those red lips is enough to distract me from the ceiling. She looks at me over the top of her gravity-defying glasses, clinging to the tip of her nose. Two blouse buttons have been undone, revealing the top of her curved breasts. Her skirt is shorter. Not hiked up, just shorter. Scratch, scratch, scratch. I close my eyes at the sound.
Would you mind not? The pencil was in her mouth. I saw her lips wrapping around the gnawed yellow surface like two delicious slugs, wet and...
What is that sound? I ask.
What do you hear?
Scratching.
Have you been hearing it this whole time?
The shadows on the ceiling dance with the fervent shifting of trees caught in a storm. I turn toward the window and squint. The distant sun reflects off the atmospheric dome, illuminating the room. But there are no trees.
There are no trees, I say. True, there are no trees, she agrees, on Mars.
I point at the ceiling. Then, what is that?
The shadows vibrate back and forth. The ballet has become a war between light and dark.
Scratch. The white ceiling is wounded by 4 long black lines. Scratch, scratch. Long streaks carve away at the white, revealing color, hues of gray and orange, dark red.
You know what this is, she says. Just like you know who you are.
William Chenock. I turn toward my beautiful psychologist, who would have mounted me on the tilde couch after patching the holes in my consciousness.
You're not real.
She points at the ceiling.
That is.
I'm waking up.
This is it.
She smiles at me.
Try to connect. You don't need to be alone anymore.
The white office fades. There's a hiss and a cloud of steam. A face leans in through the mist, smiling. It's Tom Holden, the secondary computer scientist. I'm the primary. We're friends. We understand each other. But there's something off about his pale face. Something different. It's red, like her lips. Wet, too. At the very moment I realize it's blood and I hear the screams, he plunges a long screwdriver into my chest. I feel my heart shudder around the cold metal, and then stop. This is the first time I die. It's not the last. 2. My second life and death is a brief and confusing affair. My eyes flutter open.